E. Thomas Sullivan, who prefers to be called Tom, comes to the University of Vermont from the University of Minnesota, leaving his position of Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs and Provost. He was named President of UVM in February and has been transitioning to the position since.
I'm even more excited today than perhaps the day when this was announced, because I've learned during this transition period how very strong and how highly well-regarded the university is in the eyes of many people. I'm coming to a university that is strong and has very solid foundations, and we have issues and opportunities ahead, but we don't have many of the same challenges and difficulties that many of our peer institutions have in higher education.
President Sullivan, the university just released a strategic initiative project. What's your assessment of the initiatives that are put forth in this project?
Well, I've been following and have been briefed over the course of the last several months on the strategic initiative process at the university. I think it's very important that leadership of our universities take seriously strategic planning. It's one of my deep interests as well as experience. And the key here is to make sure that we identify our priorities, where our strengths and comparative advantages are, and then make sure that the budget is aligned with those key priorities, and be very clear and transparent about we can't be all things to all people, that we should make our investments and we should set our priorities and accordingly the budget in a way that identifies where the strengths and qualities lie and what we simply can't do because we can't afford or they're too costly to engage in. So I'm very pleased that the university has been deeply engaged in the last couple of years with regard to serious strategic planning and the important discipline of aligning the budget with those identified academic priorities. It's a process that I'm very comfortable with, and it's one that I want to spend a substantial amount of time on.
Tom Sullivan, have you determined where there might be problems or improvements in the bottom line that you can actually address?
It's too early at this point to have any clear decision on the 2014 budget. My first meeting on the budget is actually scheduled for this week. But I do know that we're going to be very focused and disciplined about aligning the university's priorities with its academic strengths and comparative advantages, and to be very clear about what we can't afford to do so that our students and our faculty and our constituents know exactly why and where the university is strong and why it's strong and where it's putting its commitments accordingly. So we're going to take a very good look at the upcoming budget and begin to further that budget prioritization process.
Tom, I understand you like fundraising. And,
yes, I do very much.
Well, the University of Vermont just came off, apparently, its best fundraising year ever. How
yes.
do you plan to maintain that momentum?
Well, first of all, we have a new, very young, dynamic president of University of Vermont Foundation. The foundation itself is relatively new in the last year, and it has great promise, and I'm very much encouraged by the leadership of the foundation, the fundraising arm of the university, and I'm very much looking forward to working closely with the leadership in the foundation and with our alumni. We are beginning to plan a major comprehensive campaign, and I'm very enthusiastic about that. As you can tell, I do like fundraising. But the important point is that it's fundraising for the sake of increasing the quality and the value and the reputation of the university so that we can make sure that we're aligning our budgets with the top priorities of the university so that our students will get an absolutely first-rate academic and cultural and social experience as they attend the university for 4 years here, and that our faculty can have the facilities and the infrastructure to do very creative, imaginative research to be able to promote knowledge and understanding to really, quite frankly, make our lives better in Vermont and the broader community beyond. So I'm excited about the plan that we're beginning to discuss for a major comprehensive campaign, and everything looks very positive about our ability to be successful to raise a substantial amount of private funds to really make the appropriate investments in the university to help move us significantly to the next stage in the development of the university.
What is your long-term vision for UVM?
My long-term vision is to be able to enhance the quality and the value of this university and the experience that our faculty, staff, and student have. And to take it to the next level of excellence in all that we do, whether that's educating, whether it's breakthrough research, whether it's public leadership and public service, whether it's engagement in our communities, so that people in Vermont, people in our region, people in the country will realize that the University of Vermont really is one of the premier public research universities that has an ideal culture and size. That's the exciting part about being here at the University of Vermont. We have a real comparative advantage on our size and scale and the quality that I think is demonstrated every day in the classrooms as well as in our research accomplishments.
UVM President Tom Sullivan is an expert on antitrust law. His wife is a 1977 graduate of the college. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.